analysis why Israelis are losing faith in the Iran war. It didn't take long for the support of the Israeli public in the Iran war to begin fading. And although Israelis refused to award Netanyahu a wartime boost in the polls, the Iran war could still dramatically sway the next elections. By Dulia Shendlin. Public support for war invariably drops over time, and in Israel, it's already happening. For the first 2 weeks of the war with Iran, polls found that over 80% of Israelis support the war, driven mainly by over 90% support among Jewish respondents in multiple polls from think tanks. About two-thirds of Israel's Arab-Palestinian citizens oppose the war, according to the Israel Democracy Institute surveys, and just one-quarter supported it. By the second week, there were small signs of doubt, such as a slight decline in the portion of Jewish respondents who strongly supported the war according to the ED polling. Now, by the fourth week of war, total support has declined from 83% at first, in ED studies, to 68% who support continuing the war. That's still a firm majority, but it's a steep 15-point drop after less than a month of fighting. The drop reflects changes mostly among the Jewish population. Arab support declined by just 6 points in that time, to 19% in ED's polls. However, the sweeping enthusiasm among Jewish respondents seen in the first 2 weeks has rapidly deflated, from 74% at the start among Jewish respondents who strongly supported the war, to just 50% who now strongly support continuing the war. For anyone who spent the day of Passover Eve running into shelters due to missile barrages, about 7 times if you were in central Israel, 2 of them in the dead of night, some of the reasons are clear. And the main one is, this is no way to live. This, however, isn't unique to Israel. Over time, people anywhere get tired of fighting and dying, devoting personal and national resources to war. The general pattern holds for American attitudes towards Vietnam, and Ukrainian attitudes toward the war in Russia. In other words, for those who escalated, and those on the receiving end, in different phases of history. A longer war, almost by definition, also tells citizens that the declared goals are not being attained, or that those goals are a moving target. That concern came fast for Israelis. In surveys by the Institute for National Security Studies, the portion of Israelis who thought the war would completely topple Iran's regime dropped 50% from the first to the second week, from 22% to 11%. This barely changed after a month. However, the overall number of Israelis who believe the Iranian regime will collapse or be significantly damaged dropped precipitously, from 69% in total to just 44% in the fourth week, in INSS surveys, a 25-point decline, to just a minority. Still, the portion who believe the war will significantly damage or destroy Iran's ballistic missile capabilities is still a majority, but has dropped by nearly 15 points, to 59%. Almost 60% of Israelis think that a ceasefire agreement should be reached now or after the maximum possible military damage, about double the portion in the first week. Fewer than half, 44%, support Israel continuing until the Iranian regime falls. It's no surprise that only a minority of Israelis supported a ceasefire at the start, but the pace of this reversal is a clear statement. Israelis still wish for short wars, as this one drags on. Stagnation and trust. The findings raise grave questions about the future of the country and its leadership. One of the most extraordinary conclusions over the 1 month of war is the absence of any discernible political boost for current leaders. Electoral questions in all media polls show complete stagnation. Continuity of the long-time polling range for Israel's governing coalition, between 50 to 55 seats out of 120 in Knesset, in the credible polls, and roughly 65 seats in the right-wing advocacy polls, with no wartime upward trend in either. In the 2022 elections, the original coalition won 64 seats. As for Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now fulfilling his lifelong project, who presents progress as epic, biblical and life-changing for Israel, the INSS tracking data is unforgiving. Public confidence in the prime minister is abysmal, just 36% give him high or moderate trust levels among all Israelis in the fourth week of the war. With no wartime boost, the rest do not trust him. Even among Jewish Israelis, 56% don't trust him. And of 4 possible responses, the largest portion, 45% of all Israelis, do not trust him at all. 2 counter trends could yet portend a shift of political attitudes in his favor someday. First, a majority of Israelis in the ED survey last week believe Netanyahu's top considerations in this war are security-oriented, 57%, not political or selfish. This is the reversal of what most Israelis thought about his considerations regarding Gaza, and a ceasefire deal to release hostages. Second, most media outlets have stopped asking about general trust and now poll on whether people trust him to manage the war with Iran. No matter how that question is worded, the majority trust him. A quick end may freeze these high support levels for the Iran war and Netanyahu's role in it, still high among Jewish Israelis, and some could carry their support to the next election. A long war could easily see further declines, until maybe even the issue of Iran will fall into the pre-existing political filters that have defined Israeli politics for so long now, whether citizens are for or against the man at the top, whether they can imagine anyone else, or a different future for Israel.